Did you say king? He asked. I guess you don't believe that a king would talk to someone like me, a shepherd, he said, wanting to end the conversation.
Not at all. It was shepherds who were the first to recognize a king that the rest of the world refused to acknowledge. So it's not surprising that kings would talk to shepherds.
And he went on, fearing that the boy wouldn't understand what he was talking about.
It's in the Bible, the same book that taught me about Urim and Thummim. These stones are the only form of divination permitted by God. The priest carried them in a golden breastplate.
The boy was suddenly happy to be there at the warehouse.
Maybe this is an omen, said the Englishman half aloud.
Who told you about omens? The boy's interest was increasing by the moment.
Everything in life is an omen, said the Englishman, now closing the journal he was reading. There is a universal language, understood by everybody but already forgotten. I'm in search of that universal language, amongst other things. That's why I'm here. I have to find a man who knows that universal language, an alchemist.
The conversation was interrupted by the warehouse boss.
You're in luck, you too, the fat Arab said. There's a caravan leaving today for Al-Fayoum.
But I'm going to Egypt, the boy said.
Al-Fayoum is in Egypt, said the Arab. What kind of Arab are you?
That's a good luck omen, the Englishman said after the fat Arab had gone out.
If I could, I'd write a huge encyclopedia just about the words luck and coincidence. It's with those words that the universal language is written.
He told the boy it was no coincidence that he had met him with Urim and Thummim in his hand, and he asked the boy if he too were in search of the alchemist. I'm looking for a treasure, said the boy, and he immediately regretted having said it, but the Englishman appeared not to attach any importance to it.
In a way, so am I, he said.
I don't even know what alchemy is, the boy was saying, when the warehouse boss called to them to come outside.